Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right anyhow. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Can do anything.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. God can do anything. Grateful to have God in my life. Well, the word is coming from today, coming from Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for the listener and the reader of the word. I will turn it back over to Bishop Taylor. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen in the name of the Father, amen in the name of the Son, and amen in the name of the Holy Spirit. I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, that we're back. Amen. Yesterday, hallelujah, we was having some technical problems, and now I heard that that some of you just kept trying and kept trying and kept trying. I just love your faithfulness. Amen. I must have set up here at least about 30 minutes trying to get it started myself and then realized that I was powerless. You know, it's a good thing to say you're powerless, you know. Why is that? Well, because it means that when you're powerless, that's when you turn it over to God. Just like the song said, God can do anything on our heart. Amen, that we was having technical problems. It was from the station itself. They was doing some fixing up and so forth. And I, you know, I believe that because of the storm that is in the atmosphere, because we are experiencing, amen, a lot of electrical storms in the atmosphere, that that's probably was part of the technical problem. Amen, that we were experienced. But thank God for a brand new day. Hallelujah. So we're back again. Amen. Intentionally, we wanted Wednesday, but that's okay. You know, it is a blessing. Hallelujah. Be able to have the opportunity. That's a strong word. Remember that. I want you to underline that word in your mind. Opportunity. That we have the opportunity, amen, to revisit again. Hallelujah. Bring in the study of the divine principles that is contained within the Holy Bible and learning how to apply those principles into our daily lives. Very, very important to learn how to apply the teachings and the principles of the scriptures into our daily lives. And not just on a Sunday. When I say daily, that means 24/7. Amen. That is what God expects for us, amen, to petitioners, hallelujah, of our faith in him. Amen. And if we learn how to do that, to have faith in our Lord and Savior, you can't miss. I'm telling you, you just cannot miss. Amen. And how many of you out there believe that if you keep your hands in the hands of the man who steals the water, hallelujah, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, that we cannot miss, amen. I love what it says in the divisions of the first division of Psalms. Blessed is the man, amen, who does not entertain, amen, with strangers. In other words, of those who are of the world. Amen. Blessed is a man who does not, amen, entertain with strangers or those who are in the world. I'm just paraphrasing. You can read that, amen, in your own, amen, free time. Hallelujah. And you will see exactly what it means. Well, I know some of you is just waiting to tell me what you found, amen, in your trivia, amen, and I'm waiting as well to hear what you have found. Now, we want to give everyone a chance, amen, to tell me what they have found, amen, in trivia, amen. It's good. I mean, this is all about learning how to research and study the Word of God. And the more that you do it, the more that you will enjoy, amen, studying God's word. Amen. And I mean that because that's how you learn. Don't be afraid, amen, to open up the Holy Scriptures, amen. And I know that you are not afraid to do that. So you have made progress, and I'm so proud of all of you for what you have been demonstrating in your research and answers. And remember, there's no wrong answer at all. Amen. So here we go. We're going to begin. Amen. Let's see who's our first trivial answer. That would be our own sister Davis. Amen. And I want to say good evening to you.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor, and to your lovely wife, Rita, and to all
yes.
the saints on the line. Bless you all with love, peace, and happiness.
Amen.
Well, Bishop, I found a few things, but I'm just going to say Paul and Silas, they had four journeys they were taking, and the last journey that they took, they was arrested and put into prison in Rome. I found that in Acts 16:19-23.
Very good. Very good. Paul and Silas, thank you very much, amen, for your answer there. So I'm writing these down as well. It's Paul and Silas. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find it at again?
Acts 16:19-23.
Acts 16:19-23 or 26?
23.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. You have a
Amen.
Blessed evening.
Thank you, John. Well done. Hallelujah. And our own missionary, Tazara, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, Bishop Taylor and my sister Rita Taylor and all
yes.
the saints that's on the line. It is such a blessing, Bishop, to have a faithful pastor that even though we couldn't have our on the air yesterday that you brought us back tonight, I thought that was beautiful.
Amen.
And I thank you. And I hope you just continue to do what you do and grow and grow and grow. And we're going to grow and grow with you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
And I found,
well, tell me.
And I,
go ahead.
I found mine in Matthew chapter 14, verse 3.
Verse 3 through 12, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who was it?
I wrote my scripture down. Who?
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist.
That's right. That's right. John the Baptist. Amen. Thank you very much. Very good job. Well done.
Thank
Amen.
You
are truly welcome. And I want to, what our own missionary Tazara said, I give that, those kudos to my wife because she suggested it, that we would come back on today. And I thank my wife for that support. Amen. And now we're going to open the mic up to Missionary Taylor. God bless you.
God bless everyone. Well, Bishop Taylor, I'm coming from Genesis 39, and it is Joseph. Joseph was falsely accused for raping Potiphar's wife, even though, you know, she came on to him and asked him to come to bed with her. But I chose Joseph, and he was falsely accused of rape, and he was put
Amen.
In jail. And that is Genesis 39.
Genesis 39. Very good. Job well done. Amen, amen. You all just doing a great job here in your research. Amen. And We want to say good evening to our own Sister Gloria. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor. Hi, Sister Rita. How are you? I have the same answers that actually she has. So that's what that's the only thing I had found. I didn't get a chance to do more research. I'm sorry. My mother, you know, is sick, so I've been kind of getting to make arrangements to go back to Detroit. I'm in Florida right now, so.
So you picked Joseph too, huh?
Yes, yes.
Very good, very good, very good. That is great.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. And we have Evangelist Clark. Good evening, Evangelist.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor, and your family and everyone on the line tonight. Well, the
yes.
ones that I did have in mind, or do have in mind, and already took it, but I do know that Jeremiah, now given the scripture, I can't tell you offhand,
Jeremiah.
He was also in prison. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but I
he
did
was.
Have Joseph and John the Baptist and, you know, the
mm-hmm.
rest, but they, you know, they already forestated it. So, but all is well,
very
and
good.
I'm looking forward for a word from the Lord on tonight. God bless each and every one of you all.
Amen. Thank you. God bless. Amen. Okay. All righty. And let's see here now. Oh, we got some new people online, too. And we're going to say hello to them as we move on. Amen. As we welcome, we've got others. Let's see. We have our own Evangelist, Millie Moore. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to say God bless you to you and your beautiful wife and to all the saints
Thank
that
you.
Out there listening tonight, and you didn't kind of confuse me because I'm quite sure you said names in the Bible, how many were chosen ones of God, and you kind of confused me because you didn't say who was locked up. Well, who got locked up, but they
yes, I did.
But committed a crime. But
yeah, I said,
why?
Yeah, I didn't mean to confuse you. You can't be confused.
Yeah, you confused me. Yeah, you got me this time. So listen to their answers when Mr. Davis said Paul and Silas was locked up. Okay, they was convicted. They was locked up. Then, Sister Tavera was talking about John the Baptist. Okay, he got locked up. Okay, now I'm saying,
right.
now didn't he say God's chosen one?
They
now,
are
no,
his
Moses,
chosen one.
So Moses committed a crime. He committed murder. He was God's chosen one.
Yeah.
David was a man after God's own heart. He committed murder.
Yeah. But I said, who was it that was locked up?
I didn't hear that.
That's
locked
what I said. Okay, that's all right. Don't worry about it, Evangelist. Don't worry about it at all. That you can't be confused. Thank you, Evangelist.
God chose one. What came to mind
All right.
was Moses and David and quite a few others.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought
Amen.
About Paul and Silas, because they did get locked up. I forgot about
yeah.
John. He got locked up.
John the Baptist, right.
Like I said,
I
didn't hear the locked up part. I just heard the chosen one.
Okay. That's okay.
So
all is well.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right, and we have our own Mother Washington. Amen. We want to say good evening to Mother Washington.
Good afternoon. Bishop
good afternoon.
Taylor and Mother Taylor, beside every great man is a great woman. And thank God for your wife, Sister Christ.
Thank you.
Love you all very much.
Thank you.
peace to each and every one.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Washington. Do you think you'll be able to come see us this weekend?
I'm waiting for a great-great-grandbaby.
Huh?
I'm waiting for a great-great-grandbaby. I'll be home.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, your great-great-grandbaby be with you, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm waiting for her. She's in the oven.
Oh, my goodness.
We're waiting
yeah,
for
since she's still in the oven. Okay.
It's after six generations. Six
well,
generations.
We just pray. We just pray when she come out the oven, she'd be well done.
Yes. Very well.
Yes.
Yes. Thank God.
Thank you, Mother Washington. God bless you.
God's still in
Amen.
Control. God's still in control. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen. And that's our own Mother Washington. Amen. We just love having fun in the name of Jesus. Now, let me call out some extra people here just to say hello to you. We got the last four digits in your phone number. I'm looking at 3995. Say hello to us.
Hello. God bless everyone.
Amen. And who are we speaking with this evening?
This is Latia Reed, and I was invited by your wife tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for accepting the invite. And
Thank you for having me. We
want you to enjoy this program. Amen. And continue to, amen, to come in. We usually have this every Wednesday. And so we're going to continue to have this. We've been on the air now for almost 3 years. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Amen. And we also have another new member here. Their last four digits is or are 6215. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
And who
Good
are
evening.
We speaking with? Good evening.
My name is Felicia Martin, and I actually saw a post on Facebook, and I just called in. I think it was Reader Taylor.
Yes.
Resourcing or something
Taylor.
Like that to that effect? I'm not sure.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You
and
for
we prayed
the open invite.
Oh, you're welcome. And stay tuned because we got beautiful teaching that's coming forth in a few minutes, okay? All righty. All right. And last but not least, we say good evening to 7190. God bless you.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm a friend of your wife. And I was
and
just calling
name?
In to listen. My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
This is Karen Hope. Karen Hope.
Yes.
Yes, yes. You very famous.
Why you say that?
because I see your name all the time.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, just call in and listen.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. God bless you, Karen Hope. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's Karen Hope. Amen. And let's see. Oh, look at here. We got another visitor. The last four digits in your number. Good evening. It's 5533. I think I know who 5533 is. 5533 don't want to say anything, but that's okay. Thank you anyway for tuning in, 5533. From the state of California, I believe. That's right. All right. Now, all of you done very well in your trivial answers. Remember I said there's no wrong answer at all. How can you be wrong when you try? My father taught me years ago there's no failure in trying. Amen. And all of you had tried. Amen. And even Evangelist Millie Moore. Amen. You did not give a wrong answer because you tried. Amen. Moses said yes. David, yes. Amen. They did not spend time in jail, but I know Moses was in exile. Amen. He had to leave, amen, Egypt because amen, he did murder someone, but it was to help his own people, and but he had to, how do they say, he had to skip out of town. Amen. Amen. And David was in hiding for a while. But the names that you chose, Paul and Silas, John the Baptist, Jeremiah, I'm telling you, the list just goes on and on and on. And the reason why, amen, I asked for this trivia for tonight, because just to let you know that all convicts, and they were convicts, it's just a modern day term, are not always guilty. Just because someone, amen, is in jail, that doesn't mean that they are guilty. Amen. But they were charged. Amen. But in this term with the biblical people, amen, the chosen ones, Paul was chosen. Silas was a preacher. John the Baptist was a prophet. Joseph was a prophet. Jeremiah was a prophet. Isn't that amazing how the list goes on and on? Even John the Revelator was in prison, thrown on an island in a cave all by himself, and they were fooled in a ship, but he was a prisoner as well. And don't forget Jesus now. Our Lord Savior Jesus Christ was also taken to prison. But what is the difference between this? Why were, see, I want you to understand why they were taken to prison, why they were thrown in prison and beaten, and yet they were beaten and whipped. Because they refused to denounce the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, I put it in this word. They stood up for what was right. Amen. That's why they were thrown in prison. They stood up for the right, for the righteous. And the scripture says that the righteous shall see God. Amen. Amen. That the righteous shall see God. When you are living right, amen, you're not going to be popular. Amen. For when you are a friend of God, you become an enemy of the world. And then if you become a friend of the world, you become an enemy of God. Hallelujah. Do you notice that in these days and times, nothing has really changed? Amen. Because when you stand up for right, amen, people are going to persecute you. People are going to laugh at you. Amen. People are going to call you, amen, how could I say, what's the word I'm trying to say, the Jesus freak and all this kind of stuff. The world, amen, as it is ruled by the devil, amen. And so, therefore, if you look at the things that are popular in the world, and you notice that the main person behind all of this is Satan, the devil. And amen. So look at the laws that are being passed in this land today. Same-sex marriages and so forth. They made it a law. Now it is legal. Amen. In every state of this union, it is legal. What kind of law is that? But it's popular. What about the man who is now a transgender? Amen. And they now call he a she. Amen. And now the he that is called a she is popular, famous. Yeah, famous. You see, what's the word they use for a famous person? Help me out here. Amen. Let's see. What is the word they use for? Evangelist Taylor, what is the word they use for a famous person?
Celebrity.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you. Yes, celebrity. So, those in the world become celebrities, amen, by the things that they do. Isn't that weird, amen, that the right is flipped over to the wrong, and then the wrong is flipped over, amen, to seem right. So when you're right to the world's eye view and so forth, you are wrong. There will be a time in your life, if you already experienced it before, that you will be persecuted or falsely accused for something that you did not do. Well, I hold my hand up because many times I've been accused of something that I did not do. And I'm pretty sure that you all have experienced the speaking up. But why would you be falsely accused? Amen. Well, a lot of times because people want to trap you, put you in a trap. They want to get rid of you. They want to get you out of their face. When you on your job, you're going to be falsely accused. Amen. People are going to try to set traps for you because your light is shining, because you are a believer. You're not afraid to say that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You're not afraid to sit in a restaurant when food has been served and say your grace in front of people. But people look at you weird when you do that, but don't be ashamed of Jesus. Jesus said that if we are ashamed of him before others, then he will also be ashamed of us before the Father. Amen. And we don't want, so you will discover that you may suffer not for the wrong that you do, but we're living in a days and times that we will suffer for the right that we do. Amen. But you know what? It takes courage to do what is right. Now, once again, going back to this transgender person, and I'm not going to name, if you watch the news, you know who I'm speaking of. Going back to this transgender person, amen, he is, and I refuse to call him a she because he's not a she, but he, which is a transgender, amen, is a celebrity. But so he, amen, is not suffering for his wrong, but they make it appear that he's right, amen. They lift him up, amen. They got him going on the news, amen, and they are praising him, and they say, oh, he got to be have a lot of courage to come out and do what he did. No, it's foolishness. It's not courage. It's foolishness, amen, because the foolishness is an abomination of God, amen. It is foolishness for a man, amen, to want to be a woman. It's foolishness for a woman who wants to be a man. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you all to agree with this now. It's not my words. This is what the Bible says. Amen. This is what God says in his word. Amen. That it is an abomination. So Jesus already warned us that the world will hate us. We love him. Amen. The enemy of the world is a friend. Amen. In other words, the enemy of the world, hallelujah, is a friend of the Lord. And the enemy of the Lord is a friend of the world. You got that? Let me repeat again. The enemy of the world is a friend of God. But on the reverse side, the enemy of God is the friend of the world. However deep the problem is, God is still on your side. You see, Joseph was put in prison. He was falsely accused. The woman wanted him. She tried to sleep with him, but he refused because he stood up for righteousness. He knew that it was wrong because the wife's husband, Potiphar, depended on Joseph. He trusted Joseph. And so the wife tried to seduce Joseph, but Joseph refused to sleep with her. Amen. But what did she do? Because she don't like rejection, she could have just left it alone and just mind her business. But no, she don't like rejection, so she lied, tore her clothes off. That's, if you read the scripture in Genesis 39th chapter, She tore her clothes and she went and told her husband that Joseph tried to rape her. And Joseph was locked up for several years. But see, God, amen, was on Joseph's side, because once he was a convict, but he came out of prison to be a leader, the second hand, only second to the king of Egypt. And he was second in charge. Amen. See how God took care of him? See, God might not come when you want him, but he sure will come to your help right on time. What happened to Daniel? Daniel was also, he was thrown into the lion's den. Amen. But God closed up the lion's mouth. See, the lion was going to eat him up. But God was on Daniel's side. Amen. They was held, amen, taken from their own homeland. Shadrach, and Abednego was cast into the fiery furnace, but came out without a smell of smoke or the stench of fire on his clothes. And Peter and John, they were thrown in prison. Amen. Why was they thrown in prison? Because they was preaching about Jesus. Amen. And the leaders of that land, which were the Jewish leaders, did not want Peter and John, amen, to even mention Jesus. Amen. So they decided to put him in prison. But an angel, God sent an angel to conduct a prison break. I love it. Amen. They broke out of prison. Thank you, Jesus. But the angel, amen, was in charge. The angel put prison guards to sleep and unlocked the cells for Peter them can walk out of prison. Amen, amen. The whole foundation of the prison began to shake and rock. Amen. And they walked out of prison. And look at John the Baptist. Let me tell you, that's one of my favorites too. Why was John the Baptist put into prison? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because the king at that time, King Herod, was going, he married his brother's wife. That's what he did. He married his brother's wife. And John the Baptist was a prophet, and he stood up for right, and he told the king he was wrong, that it was unlawful what he was doing. Amen. That it was a sin that he was committed. So he put him in jail. The king cast him in jail. And then that's not all that happened to John the Baptist. Amen. While the king's wife's daughter was dancing for the king, and it delighted him, it thrilled him to see the young woman dancing, shapely, amen, just dancing for him. And he got excited. And he told her, ask anything that you want. And so she said, from her mother's instruction, I want you to bring me the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king went and done exactly what they asked him. They had John the Baptist's head cut off and placed on a platter and brought to the woman who was dancing. But John the Baptist didn't do anything wrong. John the Baptist stood up for what was right. John the Baptist told the king that he was committing a sin, that the woman that was his wife wasn't really his wife. It was his brother's wife. Amen. So he took the woman from his own brother. So not only the king was guilty of the sin, so was his so-called wife that he stole from his brother was also guilty of sin. But you might say, well, Bishop, that was 1,000 years ago, amen, that these things happened. Even going back as far as Joseph, that was over 6,000 years ago. But you know, it has not changed. Although this is 2015 that we are living in, don't you know that you can still go to jail for standing up for what is right? Yes. Yes, what do you think the protesters is all about when the people protest against wrong and they get put in jail? They didn't do anything wrong. They just protested. They marched, amen, for what was right, but they still go to jail. Martin Luther King, let's talk about modern-day prophets. Martin Luther King was a prophet. Yes, he was. The I Got a Dream speech, he was prophesying. And also, let me go back to the I Got a Dream speech, when he said, one day our people will rise up to the top, up to the mountaintop. Didn't we rise? Yes, we did. We have a African-American president. Well, it was King who saw that. Amen? So, but he was a prophet. But what happened to him? He was put into jail for marching for righteousness. Dogs was sticked on him. Water hoses, amen, powerful water sprayed on him. He was spit on. He even was stabbed one time. A woman tried to kill him, and the knife didn't hit his heart, but it was just a few inches from his heart. It would have killed him. Amen. Why? Because he was standing up for what was right. And he was put in jail too. He spent time in jail. Yeah, for what is right. So don't think that's because we look at over what happened over 2,000 years ago that it cannot happen today. Right now, we have an evangelist that I conduct Bible studies for on Friday morning over in Pakistan. And he's an Indian Pakistanian. Over there, if he was to get caught, amen, for even reading the Bible, they would throw him in prison, amen, because it is heavily, their faith over there is heavily Muslim and Buddhism, yeah. No, not Buddhism, Hinduism, yes. So the Hinduism, the Hindus and the help me, Jesus. The Hindus and the Muslims practice different religions, and so Christianity is a minority there. So if you caught even with a Bible in your hand, you could be thrown in prison. But I was able to witness, hallelujah, one day when we was doing a Bible study by Skype, amen, the power was cut. And it was cut. Why was it cut? It was cut because they must have found out that he's holding by biblical services in his house. Thank God that he wasn't put in prison. Amen. I'm supposed to speak again tomorrow. Tomorrow, which is Friday. Amen. Amen. And we're going to send some Bibles over to him. Amen. We're going to be announcing that soon. I want you all to help us. Amen. To send Bibles. They need Bibles. Amen. These beloved people are not afraid, hallelujah, to stand up for Jesus. They're not afraid, thank you, Jesus, for saying Jesus. They're not afraid to confess, hallelujah, that they are Christians in a land of the religions, and they're taking a chance. They walk for miles to go to the man's house and sit and wait for me. Amen, to get on Skype and do the Bible study with them. Isn't that a great privilege? I feel so privileged, hallelujah, to be a part of standing up for what is right. Amen. And I will be glad to go to jail for Jesus. No, I don't want to go to jail. But if it happens that way, amen, I know that God will watch over me, that he will protect me. Because I'm going to stand up for what is right. I'm not afraid to say that is wrong. I'm not afraid to say I'm not going to marry same-sex couple. Amen. You know you can get put in jail for that now. Amen. As a preacher, refusing to marry is the law. It's the law of the land now. Hallelujah. So I don't mind breaking that law. Why? Because there's a higher law. Amen. There's a higher law. Hallelujah. That I follow. And that higher law is the law of heaven. That higher law that I'm talking about, there's a judge who sits up high and looks down low. I'd rather be judged by the earthly judge than to be judged by the heavenly Father. Amen. I'd rather go to jail for a little while, amen, for doing what is right than to go to hell for all eternity to do what is wrong. Take a look at yourself, my people. Examine yourself this day and a decision. Who do you stand for? Do you stand for what is right, or do you stand for what is wrong? It's easy to say what you would do if you're not faced with the challenge. Hallelujah. It's easy to say what you will not do, amen, when you're not faced with the challenge. Amen. Whatever that you make a decision to do, hallelujah. Amen. Once that decision is made, my people, you can't turn back. Once that decision is made, my people, remember you made the decision. Will you stand up for what is right with me? Amen. Are you willing to stand up for what is right with me? Are you willing, amen, to praise God? Are you willing to let the Lord Jesus Christ rule your life with me? Are you willing this evening? Amen. If you don't know him, amen, then it's time to get to know him before it's too late. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're in the harvest season now. Amen. And whatever seed that you planted, amen, the fruit is ready to be picked. Hallelujah. If you planted a lemon seed, you're going to have a lemon tree. But if you planted an apple seed, you will have an apple tree. So whatever you plant, the harvest is here. Whatever decisions you make, hallelujah, amen, of your decision is here. So make the right decision. The right decision is to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The right decision this evening, amen, is to stand for what is right. Seek, amen, the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness and all the things that you desire to have and pray for, you can have. But first, seek the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. When you hear that verse, you probably heard it before, but it's deeper than you can imagine. Because when you seek the kingdom of heaven, then you're seeking righteousness. When you're seeking the kingdom of heaven, you're willing to stand up for what is right. You are willing to say no for the wrong, no matter how tempting that it may be. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not do what is wrong. It is easy to do wrong. Amen. But it's hard to get out of the trouble that wrong brings. Amen. So don't say that it's hard to do what is right, because it's not hard to do what is right. Once your mind is made up, the right is easy. When your mind is made up, when you got a transformed mind, amen, and do not pattern yourself, amen, to the evils of this world, but be renewed, amen. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let your mind be made up this evening that you're going to stand up for what is right. Let your mind be made up this evening, hallelujah, that you're going to serve God all the days of your life. Amen. In your household, rule your house, amen, today. Amen. If something going wrong in your house and you know that it's not right, it's time to change things around. Amen. If someone is in your household, it could be your children, and they're doing wrong, you got to stand up for what is right, no matter how unpopular that you may be, because you're not supposed to be a friend to your children. You're supposed to be a parent to your children. Hallelujah. So if they're wrong, amen, let them know that they are wrong. Teach them what is right, and you will be blessed, amen, for it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. If your brother is wrong, don't stand with your brother because he's your brother and he's wrong. Don't stand with your sister, amen, in her wrongness, amen. Don't stand with your mother. If your mother is wrong, you don't have to walk the wrong with her or your father, whoever it might be, amen. Don't stand for the wrong. Stand up for what is right today, amen. But only, amen, the righteous, amen, shall see God. Amen. If you're right in your heart, you will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And you will not perish, amen, in the fiery that burns with sulfur. Amen. The fire that burns, amen, throughout all eternity. It is not worth your soul. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To give up. Amen. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. It said in the Bible, it said, amen, what I'm trying to say, praise his holy name, is that what good is it, hallelujah, amen, to give up your soul for to gain the world, amen. Don't look at the material things in this world, because material things can get you caught up so easily, amen, that you forget what is right. Your conscience, amen, will get dim. Your knowledge and your vision, amen, will cease to be, because a person can do wrong so long until that's all that they know to do. Hallelujah. They get so deep in the hole of wrongness, amen, until they can't climb out. They get so deep in the darkness until they can't see the light. Well, it's time, hallelujah, and I continue to say it's time to make a change. Hallelujah. It's time to stand up for God. Amen. It's time to say, I love you, Lord. It's time to say, come into my heart. It's time to ask him, amen, to come into my life and be my Lord. It's time. On your job, for what is right. When you walk in your job tomorrow, for those of you who are working, amen, amen, stop. If you are, don't get into the gossiping in the corner or at the water cooler, amen. Don't gossip about somebody else, amen, because that same person that you agree with when they're gossiping, they will take what you said and twist it all around and go back and tell that person what you said, and it will be all changed around and twisted up. Amen. So the best thing to do is, amen, when you go to your job, amen, first of all, you pray. Hallelujah. Before you get there, and you ask the Lord to guard your tongue. Hallelujah. You ask the Lord to not let you fall into the temptation of gossiping, not to get mixed up with the people just because you want to be. It's best to be, amen, alone. It's best to just go and do your job, amen, clock out whatever you do, and then come home. You don't even have to party with them. There's certain people that you don't go to lunch with, amen, because all they do is sit and talk about somebody else. You know how women are, amen. Women, they always talk about some other woman. Why? They talk about what they wear or what they don't wear, amen. They talk about what they talked about and tell somebody else what they talked about, amen. And then your news, amen, and what you thought that supposed to be a secret has gotten out, and everybody on the job site knows your secret. So be very careful, amen. Even if your neighbor who is not walking right, don't walk with that neighbor, amen, hallelujah. Walk the straight road, amen. Don't walk the road, the wide road that leads to destruction, but walk the narrow road that leads to life. Hallelujah. Because only a few walk that narrow road, amen. And that narrow road is single file. The reason why it's a single file walk, amen, because you should stop minding other people's business and just pay attention to your own business. You don't have time to get into other people's business. Hallelujah. You need time to take care of your own business. Amen. Before it's too late. I keep saying before it's too late. Why? Because time is wrapping up. Remember I told you we're in the harvest season? Hallelujah. Because time is wrapping up. Our Lord and Savior is coming. Amen. He's coming sooner than you think. Amen. The end of the system of this world, amen, is coming to an end. Look around you. Look at the signs. God is not pleased. That is why there's fires, forest fires all around that is just burning up, and they can't put that fire out. There's not rain. They haven't rained in California in 3 years, 3 to 4 years. It's in a drought. And their plants, their wineries and grapes is drying up. Amen. And they need water. They got to ship water in. It has not rained. The riverbed has dried up. Amen. What does that tell you? It tells you, hallelujah, that God is not pleased. Amen. God is angry. Amen. God cries over the sin and the decision of the leaders and the laws that are being passed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So stand up once again for what is right, my people, and you will see that your reward would be a reward and a crown of life. Be an overcomer of this world, just as Jesus overcame the world. We can overcome the world too. Jesus stood up for what is right. That is why they conspired, amen, to kill him, because he stood up for what is right, amen. Remember when he turned the tables over, amen, in the temple, amen, when they were selling and making a mockery, they were selling things in the temple, amen. Jesus came and saw it, amen. He said, you have made the temple of God a house and a den of thieves. He said, but this is supposed to be the house of the Lord, and we're supposed to worship him. We're supposed to serve him in the house of the Lord, not making it a den of thieves. There are many churches today that is nothing but a den of thieves. Worshiping has gone out the window. Amen. Now churches is more of a business than it is a place of worship. God is not pleased. Amen. Not even a pastor there can stand up for what is right. Amen. It's all about the politics, trying to please the people instead of pleasing God. Bringing things in the church, reality shows in the church. Amen. God doesn't like reality shows in the church. Amen. Just stay to the Bible. That's more reality than you ever can experience. Amen. Everything that goes on is in the Bible itself. So if you want some reality, study the good book, which is the Bible. All right. Amen. Well, time is wrapping up. Amen. I want to remind all of you right now, amen, this coming Sunday at the beautiful St. Regis Hotel. Come on and worship with us. This is a reunion. Amen. A reunion service. All of our members, amen, from the past and all our members in the present. We are going to come together and we're going to celebrate this ministry. We're going to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. So this Sunday at 12 o'clock at the St. Regis Hotel from 12 to 4. Then after the service, we're going to celebrate and we're going to eat. Amen. You have to buy your own meal. Amen. But it's in the restaurant, beautiful restaurant. They serve good food. So I see you Sunday. And for those of you who won't be able to come, I see you next Wednesday. Amen. And remember, hallelujah, God can do anything. There's nothing impossible.
How many of y'all believe
thank
that God can do anything?
Let me
but
come
pray
into your home.
Yeah,
this evening.
I know you can.
Thank you for
all
taking
right.
the time. Hallelujah.
Would you like to
listen, amen, to our message this evening. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to trip. Amen. Quickly. Where in the Bible where the Lord said, let us in his creation? Everything else. I haven't tuned out yet. If you can hear me, where in the Bible where God said, let us, in doing his creation in Genesis, when he said, let us, that's the clue. If I say any more, I'd give it away. Amen, saints. So in the Bible, God says, let us. If I go any farther, you would know. So all of you hear me. Amen. Where in the Bible did God say, let, hallelujah, that's in the creation. All right. God bless you. I got to go. My hour has been spent up. Amen. One day we're going to have 2 hours. Meet us at St. Regis.
How many of y'all believe that God can...
God bless everyone. Got to go. Love you all. Good evening.